We are disappointed with the ruling today by the magistrate because we feel the sentence is too harsh and unacceptable in true sense, you know, because we believe gay couples could not have been given a maximum of 14 years. So this is not a serious offense, actually. But at the same time, we feel the whole process, you know, has not been fair to them in terms of their human rights. You know, they were even denied to be given bail, their constitutional rights. So we feel the whole case has been a bit influenced and politicized by the authorities.
You said that you feel the whole case wasn't fair to the couple because in terms of their human rights. What do you mean?
Yeah, one is they have been in custody since they were arrested. The lawyer tried to apply for bail, but bail was been denied because we have seen the courts giving bail to even those people who are on murder charges. These people are Malawians. They are human beings. So they need to be accorded all the human rights like any other Malawian. But all we know, I think it feels the whole trial has been politicized by the higher authorities. Because the whole government was not for the gay couples to be released. So even through the magistrate, judiciary actually, we're praying in the hands of the authorities.
Do you have any proof to say that the judiciary was influenced by political leadership in Malawi?
The case was in court and the political leadership was making statements that we don't allow this culture, this value, which are Western, you know. So we thought that it was very unfortunate by the higher authority to start commenting on a case in court. And really we feel that also influenced the judge to give the two couples a maximum of 14 years in imprisonment, which is hard labor, actually.
You are saying that you're also concerned because the court did not grant bail to these individuals when, in fact, in other hard criminal cases, the court had granted bail.
Yes, what we're saying is this is not a serious offense. Why were they being denied bail? Bail is a constitutional right. And we're saying the same courts have been giving bail to criminals, those on murder charges, those on treason, some cases which are not even supposed to be given bail in terms of, for example, the treason case. They have been given bail. But why not them, actually? Why were they being kept in custody without being given bail? So we find and feel that they were not given a fair trial in the first place.
Undule, is it the view of your organization that you do intend to file an appeal to the Malawi High Court?
The Center for Human Rights Organization and our partner, the Center for Development for People, we've been meeting the lawyers today, our lawyer, to see how we can put forward an appeal. And we've agreed already that they will be appealing to the High Court. We pray that the High Court might decide to lengthen the sentence. Also, maybe just completely release them from jail.
Well, this is what Magistrate Usiwa said, that, quote here, "We are sitting here to represent the Malawi society, which I do not believe is ready at this point to see its sons getting married to other sons or conducting engagement ceremonies." In other words, the judge really says he believes he was handing the sentencing to represent the will of the Malawi people.
Right now, we can say they have different opinion on this. So you might say the majority of them might have been for the ruling, but during my interaction with a number of them, they also feel that the sentence has been harsh, actually. What do you mean when you're saying African values? This is about sexual orientation. This is how they are. It was even sending them to jail doesn't change their sexual orientation. They'll come back the way they are. So the solution is not sending them to jail. The solution is let's find the fundamental cause or problem towards the gay rights in Malawi. Because it's not about the two. It's about the other gays who are around and who are now are going to be driven underground because they'll be afraid of the authorities to come in and also arrest them. So even the sentence itself has sent and is sending men of the gays to go underground.
Undule, is it the view of your organization, the Center for Human Rights and Rehabilitation, that you do intend to file an appeal to the Malawi High Court?
Yeah, the Center for Human Rights Organization and our partner, the Center for Development for People, said it. We've been meeting the lawyers today, our lawyer, to see how we can put forward an appeal. And we've agreed already that they will be appealing to the High Court. We pray that the High Court might decide to lengthen the sentence. Also, maybe just completely release them from jail.